So here we are again, holding a second hearing to obtain and distribute information on what is known about early treatment of COVID. What could possibly be controversial about that? Yet some are calling this hearing dangerous. And instead of waiting until after the hearing to trash this information and our witnesses, the New York Times and other publications have already run preemptive attacks, implying this hearing is anti-vaccine. So let me be clear. This hearing, like the first hearing, is focused on early treatment of COVID. It is not about vaccines. End of story. In my opinion, discouraging and in some cases prohibiting the research and use of drugs that have been safely used for decades has cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people their lives. By the time any vaccine is fully deployed, no matter how successful, how effective, how safe, millions more will become infected. With effective early treatment, fewer people will get seriously ill and fewer people will die. So why not give early treatment a shot? What have we got to lose? And finally, why is there such a concerted effort to silence the voices of courageous health professionals promoting early treatment? It makes no sense. Let me make just a final point. At the beginning of this epidemic, when I first heard about the potential of hydroxychloroquine, it intrigued me because, to me, a drug like that, that's been around for 65 years, shown to be safe, it's cheap. Billions of tablets are produced every year. We could have ramped up production. If that could be proven to be effective, wouldn't that be the dream solution? Why didn't we pursue that in ivermectin and famipirivir? Why didn't we look at these drugs that were already there, generic, cheap, mass producible? Again, it makes no sense.